Welcome to Already Cancelled. Keen Yaz Avnisha. I'm glad that you've joined us here because today's episode is going to be a fun one.
Yeah.
We're touching base on Rihanna and her latest performance at the Ambani family. Is that right?
Yeah, Ambani family.
Ambani, the richest Indians in the world.
Well, yeah, the family is, especially the man. His name is Mukesh Ambani. We'll get into
it. Is he like the patriarch? He's the father or something, right?
He's the father. He's a billionaire industrialist.
Okay. Yeah, we'll talk about Rihanna. Performance there. I've got a couple of police stories that's courtesy of our insider, which is one of our listeners, is a police insider, but he has a few funny stories for us.
Yeah.
And Yaz took a trip to the mechanic yesterday and had the most amazing experience ever.
Wouldn't call it amazing, no. Not at all.
We'll break that down here at Heels Podcast Studios where we record everybody. Let's get to it.
Already cancelled.
Already cancelled.
Okay, so Avnisha, you're the you're the Indian of the team.
Yes,
you wear it proudly.
Yeah,
and it must have been big news for the world that Rihanna.
I mean, look, Rihanna was performing. That's like the coolest thing ever. Imagine getting Rihanna to perform at your wedding. It's pretty baller, and this isn't the first time it's happened. So, obviously, wedding bells are ringing in the Ambani household. Mm-hmm. A bit of context, so. The Ambani family, you know, a lot of people know them. They probably started learning about them. I think it was last year, the year before, where Beyonce performed.
Oh, so this is the second time around.
Yes. So, and it was for the pre-wedding, not even for the wedding ceremony. This is the pre-wedding party. Beyonce performed for the daughter. So Isha Ambani.
Yeah.
I believe she was tying the knot with Anand Piramal, son of another Indian billionaire. And basically Beyonce was called in, obviously paid a very big bag to perform at their pre-wedding ceremony. Now, you know, fast forward a few years, I actually don't know what the timeline is, but just recently you'd have seen Rihanna everywhere performing yet again at the Ambani family celebrations. But this time, it's Nita and Mukesh Ambani's son, Anant Ambani, who's getting married and tying the knot with Radhika Merchant.
So many names.
So this family has businesses in which include energy, petrochemicals, natural gas, retail, telecommunications, mass media, entertainment, and textiles.
Yes.
That is just everything.
That's literally what runs society.
Yeah. Well, especially as, then they probably run it for the entire country.
Exactly. Well, so the groom's father, right? His name is Mukesh Ambani, billionaire, obviously, industrialist. He is currently the richest person in India and the ninth richest man in the world. And Forbes pegged his net worth at just under $118 billion. Man has a lot of money.
Can I just say something about being that rich? I would rather be in his position than in like Elon Musk's position as the richest man in the world. Because I've still got $117 billion,
yeah.
But no one knows who I am.
Like, well, a lot of people know.
They know, but it's not public knowledge.
Well, now it is. But like, I guess, I don't know. I guess with Elon Musk, you're right. But I feel like Elon also does it to himself. He's very Twitter, social media.
Well, he's changing the world, really.
Yeah, and he's changing the world in many aspects. But they're just different industries and different people.
I'm just saying I'd rather be the 10th richest person than the richest
In the world.
All eyes are not on you. There's no spotlight. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sacred billionaire.
Yeah, exactly.
So people are obviously talking. Radhika, I don't know. Her last name's Merchant. I hope I'm pronouncing that correct. But someone who didn't pronounce, I could tell you Radhika's name, is the one and only Rihanna.
So she didn't pronounce it.
Yeah, at the wedding.
So let me explain. This is causing a little bit of turmoil, a little bit of negativity on social media. People she apparently, and this is not confirmed, but some are saying $6 million or $9 million she got paid for this, few songs of hers to perform. And it's a pretty big bag. And when she did a little speech in the beginning to say, thank you, this is why I'm here, she pronounced the groom and the bride's name, not well. I mean, to be fair, she got Anant close enough, but Radhika, she just completely butchered. And people are like, if we're paying you that much money, you would think you'd get the names.
Let's have a listen to it. Right. Well, let's have a listen to it and then discuss on the other side. Have a listen to this. All right.
Tonight, in honor of Anant and Radhika.
Oh my God.
Thank you for having me here. God bless.
Oh my gosh. Anaraki. Did she say Anaraki? Like Anaraki? Or like
that's what it sounded like. It actually sounds like she's saying Anaraki.
Yeah,
it
like does thanks sound to Anaraki. Like that. Or like Anunnaki, like the old alien Anunnaki.
At this point, she could have just said Rafiki. Like, it's just, it was so off. Radhika to Radhiki.
Anat. Anaraki.
Oh, Radhiki, sorry.
It sounds like she had a question mark on the name. Like, Anat? Like, it was a question mark.
You could tell, though, like, the way she was, like, separating the syllables, Anant and Radhiki.
She's trying so hard.
I honestly, you know what? This could just be a case of her possibly over-practicing and then just stumbling.
You'd have to practice for, she'd be practicing those names.
Bullshit.
Practice the name.
So listen to this. Forbes have confirmed that she was paid £5 million, which is about $6.5 million US.
Okay, so it was
$10 million Australian, right?
Okay.
That's how much she got paid. If someone was paying me 1% of that, 1%,
yeah.
I am spending a week preparing how to say it in their native tongue.
Yeah, but then once you get on stage and then you're like, it's a whole, I was like, oh my God, I've got to get this right because it's a $9 million performance. I need to say it right. And she would have put a lot of pressure on herself.
It's just words. And it's just words.
Keep in mind, she's where is she from again? The Caribbean somewhere?
Barbados.
Barbados. Yeah. That accent that she has as well. Like, and when you hear her talk normally, she has a very strong accent.
Yeah, she does.
So for her to have to convert and say a different name, in a completely different language, it would be difficult.
I get that, to be honest. Like, I see where Kian's coming from because
like her
I
tongue's
feel
not
like
built the same way. You know how people's tongues
are
built
but her bank account is built differently too. You're getting paid like
true.
$10 million, man.
No, I know, but I do get the whole thing with and I'm not saying that Rihanna has stage fright, but to be fair, she hardly performs, right? Like, it's been so long.
Maybe she did the Super Bowl pregnant. Stage fright, cuz.
You're just pulling stuff out now to make up for her mistake.
I do get it, though. People make mistakes like that, like especially when you over-practice. I've done that so many times where I've over-practiced a speech, and then when I get on stage, I can't remember anything. Because
so you pull
I've
out
become,
the chicken joke, don't you? That's when
then,
you pull
yes,
out the chicken
joke.
Yes,
I pull out my three, you know, go-to jokes. And usually I get laughter and ovation, you know, standing ovation.
From yourself. Yeah. You laugh at yourself.
I've seen Avnisha on stage once maybe.
I saw the video of it. I
had to record the video and I had to delete it.
It wasn't
bad.
Come on. People did laugh. I mean, some people didn't get the joke. That's fair, but whatever. They're not cultured
People
enough.
Laughed like was this. Pointed at you and were pointing at you.
It was so awkward, Nishi.
It was really awkward.
We won't
anyway.
Talk about that anyways, but.
Look, all I'm going to say is that I actually think this might be a little mistake from Rihanna, but for the most part, getting someone's name wrong, like it happens. People have got my name wrong 101 times. Like the amount of times I've been called Avnisha. I had one teacher.
Wait, that is your name, isn't it?
Oh, sorry, Avnisha.
How do they get the B?
Avnisha. I think they mishear it, which is fine.
So they're not reading it, they're just hearing it.
Yeah, but I've had, when people get my name wrong in email is when I get a bit like ticked off because I'm like, you could have literally just read that email, reread it like once and you'd have been fine. But I had an English teacher call me, and it was ironic because she's an English teacher, right? So like you would think
English.
Your
name's not Indian.
Yeah, but
your
she's good with letters, so you would think she'd be good with, you know,
what
names.
She call you?
Quiche. Like the actual food. So people call me Isha.
With a Q? It's spelled with a Q, isn't it?
Yeah. She'd call me Quiche. And so it was really weird.
Are you sure it wasn't a nickname?
No, because Avnisha, right? Everyone used to call me Isha. That was like, everyone called
me. By the way, worst nickname.
Isha?
I don't know how you can get Isha from Avnisha.
Like literally. Nishi is obviously the go-to.
Isha. Like it's got to be Nishi.
Yeah, I like
just
Nishi.
So much more.
But Isha.
It's cuter. Isha's like, how can you start a nickname with an E?
Isha.
Isha. Like who came up with that?
Nisha. Chuck the N in there.
Yeah,
but then now you've actually added an extra letter. You know what I mean? Isha was shorter technically.
Yeah, but it adds a sense of cuteness. It adds the element of nickname.
Isha just doesn't feel complete.
Well, people actually used to call me Ishi. That was the nickname. They didn't have the N. But anyway, long story short, she called me Quiche because, and we already made it easier for her. It wasn't Avnisha, it was Isha. And she changed that to Quiche. And she was an English teacher. And my mom even corrected her at one point because she got frustrated. And she was like, oh, Isha. And she would always go back and respond, Quiche. She would never correct herself. So
maybe she did it on purpose.
Yeah, she's
maybe
like
she didn't like me. That's yeah. what I'm thinking that about now like upon retrospect.
Well, I had an auntie that called me Tian.
Your name
an auntie?
Yep.
A family member?
A family member, married into the family.
Yeah.
And I got a Christmas card. It said Dear Tian with a T.
Maybe she just, you know when you-
I was in the family for at least 6 years by then.
What?
I already engaged to Lorraine.
I'm not going to lie, you look like a Tian.
No.
Yeah, he does. I can see a Tian.
I mean, if you, yeah. If
yeah,
I
but like, say. It's Kian. Like how, like how did you get
T? T, yeah.
You know when you write- 6 years of knowing you?
You know when you write cards, you're rushing and getting it over and done with. Maybe the K just somehow looked like a T.
No, it was 100% a T. It was right at the top of the-
capital letter?
Yeah, it was a capital T.
Yeah,
it was
time
full,
out.
A full blown T.
That's so sad.
But I've had so many. I have a Kian, Kian, Kane.
Your name is difficult. I thought his name was really difficult. So when I met you, I refused to say your name and I used to ask a lot of people around like staff and stuff when you know, we were working in a different place.
Yeah.
I would keep asking them, how do I say his name? Because I was so scared
what
I was going to get
mean?
It wrong.
I think you have the easiest, like one of the easiest names, Kian. It's just K-I-A-N, Kian. Yeah.
But people just struggle.
Huh.
They overthink it.
Yeah. Because I was like, is it Kian? Kian? I don't know. It was weird.
And then you get to a point, you're just like, whatever you want to call me.
You know when people meet me via email and they don't know who I am, I don't know who they are. It's just an email connection.
Yeah.
I'm a female to them, always. Without fail.
Yeah, because Yasmin.
Yasmin. So it's just Yas. Without fail, I'm a female. And then when we meet up face to face, it's always confusing.
Yeah.
Because I know it's happened so many times. So it's always in the back of my mind.
Do you get offended when people get your name wrong?
It's hard to get my name wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
It's when I introduce myself is where it goes wrong.
Right.
It's like, oh, hey, mate. And he's like, oh, James, nice to meet you. And I'm like, Yaz. And he goes, Gaz. I'm like, Yaz. Nice to meet you guys. I'm like,
Yeah, well, $9 million performance there.
Yeah.
And stuff up as well. And she looked good. The green dress was nice. She didn't wear any shoes. She was not wearing any shoes at all.
She didn't wear any shoes. But
she was chucking a Tracy Chapman.
She was just comfortable, you
she
know.
She was wearing shoes?
No shoes on stage.
Pay a
oh
woman?
My gosh,
no,
this
dude.
Guy is all of that. How much am I going to get my money's worth? All right, yeah,
but isn't that a normal thing for Indians? They take their shoes off at weddings.
Are you making that up?
No, I've seen the episode on Office where they did that.
No, if you go into the temple, like if you go into a religious space, then-
Yeah, but even in your house, like-
Oh, okay, your house. Your house, but stage, this is like a stage.
Were the rest of the guests wearing shoes?
I don't know. Isn't that thing at a wedding, Nishi, where you take your shoes off and the groom's shoes get stolen and stuff?
Yeah, but that's at the temple. Like that's you have to take your shoes off in the temple.
Yeah, Kian. Well,
so uncultured. Maybe they did it in the temple.
No, but this is a pre-wedding bash anyway. This is not even at the wedding.
Like. Okay.
But you know who was there? You had like Mark Zuckerberg. You had Ivanka Trump. You had Bill Gates, which is like wild. And then obviously you had like the Bollywood stars like Ranveer Singh. You had Deepika Padukone. You had... Gosh, I'm just looking at the.
You sound
the
like you
listener.
Were rapping then.
Feels like you would have had Jeffrey Epstein if he was still alive.
Mm.
Everyone you've just listed, I reckon this Mukesh Ambani bloke has been on the island once or twice. That's what I think.
Who knows?
Let's go check
Epstein's list. You can't make those claims like that. You never know.
I see. There's another reason. Top 10 billionaire, you're on that list. People will just skim past your name.
Because they don't know who you are.
Skim past it.
No, but you would still be, you know, if it's going through the, people like the public. But
legal system, schmeagle system, nothing's going to happen to them.
Schmeagle system.
It's a bunch of bullshit. The evil wins always. Disgusting. What the hell? Disgusting.
Yeah. But you don't know if this guy's evil.
Oh, no, I don't.
Yeah.
He looks very friendly.
Yeah, he looks very friendly. He looks like a very nice guy.
They all do. We recently put out a request to the Cancel Squad broadcast channel to tell us what you do for work.
Yeah.
And we had a bunch of people just telling us, and I started going through and hitting up people and going, okay, we'll give us some funny stories. And I found a correctional officer or police officer.
Yeah.
Two different things, by the way. What is he?
Well, yeah, he works in corrections. So I think he was a police officer.
Oh, he
and
was
he's
a
moved,
copper. Yeah.
But he's got some inside information and some funny stories. Right. And I thought, let's go on a dive into this. So I'll read the story up. Forgive me my reading because it's not the best. But we'll get this story and I want to see what you guys think about it. I think it's quite entertaining. As a former officer training a rookie in the field, I've seen my fair share of oddities, but nothing quite like this. The location, a homeless shelter. The dispute, ownership of a phallic-shaped manually active erotica device.
Huh.
Or for those not versed in law enforcement euphemisms, a dildo.
Oh my gosh.
So they arrived expecting a routine conflict resolution. But what we found was a passionate debate between two women, each claiming rightful ownership of the device.
That is despicable.
The shelter placed a place of refuge had strict rules and such personal items were not allowed. Our duty was clear, but the execution not so much. The device had to be confiscated, yet neither I nor my freshly minted partner were keen on touching the disputed object. It had, according to whispers, been well loved by many. By many and more than its fair share of admirers.
Are you telling me in this homeless shelter, these guys are passing the dildo?
Girls, yeah. In a moment that would define my rookie's career, I nudged him forward. This is your baptism by fire. Half joking he was doing that though. With a look of determination that I'll never forget, he bravely stepped up to the task, gloves on, dignity somewhat intact. Ugh. But here's where the story takes a twist. In a desperate attempt to keep her prized possession.
No, she didn't.
One woman tossed it to the other, sparking an impromptu game of piggy in the middle.
What?
How perfect. A police officer getting caught piggy in the middle between two girls throwing dildos back and forth to each other. Didn't stop there. Where it's up to. Okay. Now, the rookie, determined to not be outdone, made an athletic leap that would have made any sports star proud, only to meet the flying object faced first.
Oh, he copped the dildo to the face. Oh, no.
But that was the moment that he said that broke all tension. Laughter erupted, including this guy. He stood there witnessing the most bizarre baptism by fire imaginable. And then the sheer ridiculousness of the situation finally relented. The item was taken into custody as contraband.
Oh my gosh. It's horrific.
Honestly, I've got no comment on that whole story.
Yeah, no comment.
Like I could see that in a Hollywood movie.
Well, that's it, right? I mean, you can't make that stuff up.
Like imagine watching what's like a good, like a Kevin Hart movie.
Yeah, Kevin Hart or like Chris Tucker.
Yeah, Rush Hour.
Rush Hour is what I was thinking.
Just amazing. Just amazing. So I thought, let's go in a further deep dive and find out what stories are out there. Some funny, crazy reports, like that. This happened at a Walmart in America on Mountain View. It was on a Friday. Police received a report of a newborn infant found in a trash can upon investigation.
Oh, that's sad.
Upon investigation, officers discovered it was only a burrito.
What the fuck? I just wasn't expecting. What do you mean?
Here's another one.
No, wait, what? We can't move on from that. Like, who made the report initially?
Someone reported a baby in a trash can. It was just a burrito.
Yeah.
You know what the sad truth is, right?
Yeah.
Someone dumped the baby and then they felt bad and they went and got the baby. And then by the time cops got there was just a burrito in the bin.
Or maybe they just mistook the burrito.
You can't mistake a burrito for a baby.
It depends how big the burrito is, right?
I've seen some big burritos wrapped up nicely.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, yeah. It could be a burrito.
Could have been maybe mistaken for a little Mexican baby.
Why did you take it? Like, why did it have to go there? Like, it was good to just.
It's a burrito. What are you going to mistake it? Listen, just real quick. If you're going to mistake a burrito for any baby around the world, what baby are you going to mistake it for?
La cucaracha, la cucaracha.
Oh, I'm just saying.
I have at this report at 5 p.m. police were called to Market Square for a report about a suspicious coin. Investigating officer reported it was a quarter.
Oh, God, man. I got no words.
That's it.
That can't be real.
Yes, these are all real reports.
Okay, cool. I'm going to call the police officer and say, I'm looking at a $1 coin right now and it's freaking me out, bro.
Yeah, it's suspicious.
But I'm sure they get calls like that all the time, weird, absurd calls.
A caller reported at 7:14 p.m. that someone was on the porch yelling help from a resident on Bank Street. Officers responded and learned that the person was calling a cat that is named Help.
Understandable. Questionable.
Why would they call a cat Help? There's a lot of things
to unpack
there. Probably
for that exact reason, to be funny.
Yeah, but like the joke would last a day and then
Yeah, but then you got to, once you've named it, you got to stick with it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
How about this report? A man reported that a squirrel was running around in circles on Davis Drive and was not sure if it was sick or had been hit by a car. An officer responded, and as he drove up the street, he ran over the squirrel.
I knew where that.
No.
I knew where that was going. Have you guys seen a squirrel before?
Yes.
What the hell? Face to face?
Well, what do you mean? Like face to face?
Like, have you like seen
yeah,
a squirrel?
Yeah, like I've seen this. I've seen a squirrel.
Where'd you see it?
Like in the tree.
Where?
Like, I don't know.
In Australia?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
We don't have
I don't think there's squirrels here. Do we have squirrels?
We don't have squirrels. She's making shit up.
Maybe it was a...
Well, I saw it in America. I saw it in New York. I saw a squirrel.
We don't have squirrels in Australia.
No.
Wait, wait. We have to investigate this, okay? Because I'm so sure I've seen a squirrel.
Yeah, I've not seen it. She probably thinks she saw like a little baby possum.
Yeah, well, they said that there's a native habitat of grey squirrel in dense hardwood forest.
No.
But in Australia, it was found only in suburban parks and gardens. So do we have squirrel in Australia? Yeah, they're grey squirrels. Oh, no.
I don't think we have squirrels, guys.
They were brought to Australia in the 1880s.
Okay, I think I mistook it for a possum.
Okay, now I think it was a possum you were talking about, mate.
About seven times
the
size.
There are no native squirrels in Australia.
Mm. Well, you learn something every day.
You want one more report?
Yeah,
go the for Learning Centre, 2:58 p.m. It was reported that the Learning Centre on Hanson Street reports a man across the way stands at his window for hours watching the centre, making parents nervous. Police ID the subject as a cardboard cutout of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's pretty funny. That's actually pretty funny.
That actually is really funny. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so there's been some really silly reports but funny stories out there.
Well, I don't know how people can just call. Like, have you, like, you know, God forbid you ever have to call the cops, but have you guys ever called the cops? Like, have you ever had to?
I was going
to
do it yesterday, but I'll tell you about that in a sec. Oh, why,
God.
Have you?
Oh, gosh. It was because it was an incident that happened and I got really scared. And I remember having to call the cops. And I was so scared to call the cops because it just made me nervous.
Was this when that bloke came knocking on your door?
Yeah, there was like this really, the story goes, it was a random person that came to my house. I did not know who they were. And it was just a really weird interaction. Like I didn't ever actually end up talking to that person, but it was just weird. Just trust me.
The poor bloke was just trying to tell you about Jesus.
No.
And you called the cops.
No, that guy needed Jesus. Like the way he looked, honestly, like, and I don't like to judge a book by its cover, but like he was giving very ominous vibes and just the way, it was just not a normal situation. Call the cops. And I was also terrified calling the cops. And you know what you know why? I don't know. I feel like I just got nervous because I don't know why.
Because you're a weird human being.
I don't know why I got nervous to call the cops. I don't know. I was nervous. But
it's because you have to take it there. Like it's once you've called the cops, you have to commit to what you're doing.
Yeah, because it's a serious thing. Like, you know.
But then there's a serious thing. So.
It's their time.
Do you know half the time cops don't even show up?
Yeah, no. They judge the report and they think, is it something that's an emergency or not?
Well, this young lady was about to get kidnapped. Did they show up?
Well, no. But to be fair, like they were also like, look, it's just probably a case of mistaken identity. Like they've come to a place where they think it's someone else most likely. And we just recently moved to the house.
Yeah, but that's what they can say to make you feel comfortable about a strange man standing at the front of your house. You sure it wasn't a cutout of Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No. I would still be scared and call the cops. No, but it was like, it was really daunting and they were lovely, but yeah, they didn't show up even though they said.
Yaz, you wanted to call the cops yesterday.
Would. Yeah, on this piece of shit mechanic. Mm-hmm. I am sick to death of people trying to take advantage of other people.
Mm.
And I've just added them to the list of people I hate. So it's like, Keen, you know, I've got this hatred towards taxi drivers.
Yes.
I've always had this.
Why?
Because I'm sorry, a lot of them are pricks. And keep in mind, a lot of my family started off as taxi drivers. When they came here, they couldn't get any other job. They knew how to drive. My dad was a taxi driver for like 20 years.
Wow, really?
Yeah, before he started his company, 20 years he was a taxi driver. So I've got respect for the hustle.
Yeah.
But I know for a fact that my dad would have been an angel taxi driver.
Right, really.
So
good.
For example, taxi drivers, just real quick, they're not allowed by law to refuse a fare unless they think you're drunk or like you're going to cause harm or whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, wow, I've been refused few times.
Yeah, so if you're like going 5 minutes away, they're like, nah, they're locked the doors.
I'm
and
not
shit.
Gonna
illegal.
But can they refuse you if you don't, what is it called again? The taxi the work cards that you get to buy a taxi to go.
Cab use. Charges?
Yeah, the can they refuse you for cab
they've
charges?
They've refused me.
They've refused me for that.
They've refused me for cab charges.
No, they can't. Every taxi has a cab charge. Every single taxi has a cab charge. They cannot refuse you for that. It is illegal. So I always like report them. I'm like a little Karen when it comes to cab drivers. But I'm not going to talk about cab drivers today. I'm going to talk about this mechanic that I went and saw yesterday.
Okay.
Oh my God. So you know when I drove you guys-
Sounds like a Karen.
You know, you know the other day when I drove you guys and I was like, oh, my tire pressure is really low. What the hell?
Yeah, yeah. We filmed it. We put it on the Instagram page. You pumping up the tires.
Oh, did you? Thanks for that. So then I filled it up and it went back down the next day. And I was like, what the hell? Filled it up, went back down the next day. So I was like, all right, I've got a puncture in there. So I went and looked at my tire. I saw a nail in there. I go, okay, there it is. Easy. Ah. Very easy job to fix, by the way. You can fix it with just a plug. I've done it before multiple times by myself. I just couldn't be bothered this time to do it myself. Take the wheel off, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I went down to this mechanic down the road from where we are here. And I said, hey, mate, just a quick job if you can do it in and out. He goes, it's going to take about 40 minutes, mate. I'm just doing a car. I said, that's fine. I'm happy to wait 40 minutes. He goes, yeah, no stress. Anyways, the time comes. He lifts my car up. He looks at the tires. And he goes, oh, mate, I'm going to be honest with you. These tires are gone, mate. Like, illegal. You should not be driving on these tires, mate. I'm just going to change the whole lot for you. $680. I said, no, no. I know my tires well. I know my cars. I said, look, mate, here's the little thread. Here's the indicator here. We've got another fucking 10 to 15,000 kilometers on this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Easily. And he's like, oh, he didn't know what to say. And he goes, well, it's up to you then, mate. It's up to you. I'll just fix the tire for you. I said, no worries. Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Fixes the tire. It's a 5 minute job, not even.
Were you waiting around while he was doing it?
I was sitting on the chair, just playing games on my phone. Anyways, he fixes it, 5 minutes. He goes, yeah, all done, mate. I go to pay. He goes, $80.
Wow.
Now, for those who don't understand,
that's
excessively expensive.
Is it?
For a tire puncture fix, yeah.
How much is it usually?
$20 maximum. $30 if I'm feeling like giving a tip.
So why? What do they do? Do they not replace the tire?
He just thought I was an idiot. No, they don't replace the tire. So you got a little hole.
Yeah.
You literally get a bit of rubber. You get this little pointy thing and you just squish it in there and pull it out.
That's it.
That's literally all you do.
Yeah, you put a bit of glue on top and you set.
You don't even need the glue. It just happens automatically. Yeah. It just locks by itself.
So you could technically do it.
Yeah. I've done it multiple times.
You can buy a tire repair kit from the reject shop.
Yeah, from a petrol station. You can literally buy it anywhere. It's so easy to fix.
And he charged you like triple the price.
He goes, quadruple.
Well, quadruple the price, yeah.
And I said, I go, what are you doing, mate? And he goes, what? I go, it's a $20 fix.
Yeah.
He's like, no, it's not. I said, brother, and this is where I started, you know, the Yaz bullshit narcissist came out.
Yeah.
And I said, mate, I have been building cars for the last 20 years of my life.
You haven't built shit.
I'm talking shit. I'll be honest with you. I know nothing about cars. Like very little about cars. And then he's like, no, man. He started getting a bit aggressive and I lost it in front of everyone. I felt bad. There was this poor little Indian family to my right as well with their kids. And I lost it. I said, get my fucking car down from there. I'm leaving, blah, blah, blah. And I said, you want to have a problem? You got a problem? And I just lost it, right?
Anyways,
and it got pretty bad. And then I did something I thought I'd never do in my life.
Oh, no.
And I actually feel kind of disgusted in this.
What did you do?
I looked him in the eyes and I said, I've got over 2 million followers on social media.
Oh, you did it. No, you did it.
I did.
You, what's wrong with you?
I said, across this bloke, you can tell he doesn't give a shit about anything.
He's not TikToking.
It's just this old, like this mechanic bloke's got dirt all over him. And I'm like, I've got over 2 million followers on TikTok. Oh, not on TikTok, on all social media. I will take a photo of you and post it everywhere. You have channel 9 here. You have channel 7. A current affair will be at your mechanic. And I let him. He's like, all right, mate, how much do you want to pay? And I said,
it worked.
I said, $20.
It worked.
And he goes, all right. Yeah, it worked.
No, this is not the first time you have used your social media in this way. This isn't a Karen. This is one above a Karen.
Don't
it's a Yaren.
Tell anyone, Yaren.
Yazaren.
Yazaren.
Like,
it's a Yasmina.
Did I
tell you about the first time?
When you use the social media? I think so. I think you mentioned something. What was it again?
Shit, I thought you didn't know that.
No.
I'm getting confident. I've used it twice in one
this
week now.
Yeah, because you mentioned something literally this week about
it. Used it to get a refund on something I bought online. I looked literally 3 days ago and it worked.
You know what?
So I tried it again yesterday.
It is useful. It is useful.
They shit their pants.
Oh, but like, as if you'd like, I would never say that. Like, that's
you should
just,
try it. It's no, a little bit of a life hack.
Wild.
It's about time I use my social media for something.
Yeah, for
good.
Something. Yeah.
You gotta start hearing, like, literally hear him going through like freaking KFC drive-through, McDonald's drive-through.
Well, just out here in the bar. Oh. If you went out here in the bar,
can we talk about this for a second? It's so funny you said that.
Why?
2 days ago, I was going to KFC.
No. No, you didn't use it at KFC.
No, I didn't. But once again, my narcissistical behavior came out. So I got there at about, this is a new KFC that opened up near my house, and it's a late night KFC. So it closes at midnight. Unheard of. Amazing,
yeah,
though.
Crazy.
Amazing. So I get there. Yeah. They've got this, KFC's got this mad little special going on where it's $1 wings, maximum 15 wings. And I'm like, I'm going to get 15 wings for $15.
Yeah.
Like,
brilliant.
No brainer. Yeah.
All right. So I get there and it's like 11:45. And then she goes, oh, sorry, we've run out of wings. And I said, no, you've run out of cooked wings. Go cook me some wings.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and then she said, no, we can't do that. And I said, I'm coming to the window.
No.
And I pulled up to the window. I said, are you the manager here? She said, yeah, I am. I said, what's your name? And then she gave me her name. I'm not going to say her name. And I said, hi, I'm Yaz. Nice to meet you. I work at KFC head office.
You are crazy.
Yeah, I've lost my mind.
You're a loony.
No, this is good.
I said, I work at KFC head office in Foster's Hill because I knew that's where they were. And when you say that, they know that you know and
the
they think that it's
that
legit.
You know as well is just weird.
Yeah, but that's simple research. You can say where's the headquarters for
I can
us
tell you where Macca's headquarters is, Hungry Jack's headquarters is, KFC. It's just, you should have it in there for backup. Just in case. Anyways, and I said, you cannot refuse me, that's what I said to her, you cannot refuse me my order because I know damn well you have everything stocked up for the next week. And then she like looked at me weird and I said, should I report you? And then she said, no, I'll get your wings prepared.
You're crazy. Also, you know what freaks me out? I'm not saying that this is what they do like at KFC or, you know, wherever, but I'm just saying I have always had this fear that if you mess with someone who's serving you your food, they might mess with your food.
Yeah, but they won't when they think that you work at head office.
Yeah.
You're one up a Karen. That's wild.
No, but that's almost life hacky though. It's a life hack.
When you guys realize
that- but that kind of confrontation is like-
yeah, you're very unconfrontational.
Yes. Like I still recall us going to Melbourne, right? And we like, I remember we had like dinner, it was while working at radio, we were doing like some show there. Mm. And I still remember Yaz, he ended up having a fight with one of the cabbies.
Oh, that piece of shit. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and he was full taking photos of the car. Yeah. So I feel like this is a daily occurrence for Yaz.
Yaz went off at me when I got a cab organized for him to get to the Arias once. And he just like, why would you get me a cab? Like not because it was like he was angry at me, but because of the cab wanted to charge him like
a ridiculous
10 term. Extra dollars. And it wasn't even his money.
I'm sorry.
He was using a cab charge from the company.
Did you
and he's still skitzing out.
Did you just say 10 extra dollars?
Even if it was 50, it's not your money. Who gives a shit?
Can I tell you how much I ended up paying this bloke just to keep Kian's little taxi friend happy?
I've got a taxi guy that gets me all the time when I need it for work.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
So I went from Horden Pavilion to Mascot, which is a 10-minute drive, if that.
Yeah, it's not that.
Are you ready for how much I paid this bloke?
Oh,
do you know
much?
The number?
I don't remember the number.
It was $120.
$120?
Yeah. Because he wanted-
Why are you looking at me for?
Because they pre-booked it and pre-planned it.
Is that much you paid as well?
No, but I came from like 50 minutes away.
Okay.
I came from home all the way and I just paid $240.
What? You paid $240?
Well, I didn't pay $240. The company did. So I don't really care.
You could have-
That's what the company paid.
That's a return flight to the Gold Coast, brother.
Why? Look, I don't know taxis, bro. I just say
but
I need to go here.
$240.
But like, I don't catch taxis. It's once a year I catch a taxi and he puts it in. I see the meter go up and then I get there and then I pay.
That's why he wants you to be his friend because he's completely hoarding.
I know about his family. I know the struggles he goes through. Yeah. Maybe he needs a $240.
Yeah, but-
brother, and it's not my money.
That's making more money than you were making that day.
And he wouldn't make the $240, would he?
No, but I'm saying for an hour. He made $240 in an hour.
Maybe
if he owns,
maybe
if
it was
he owns the cab, then yeah.
No, because he would get a cut, right? A commission.
Well, if he owns the cab, he owns everything.
Maybe it was 140. Oh, okay. I don't know. Maybe it was 140.
And I think that bloke does own the cab. Do you guys want to hear one more story?
Yeah.
Where I just destroyed a cab driver.
Okay. Gosh.
I'm proud of this one, by the way.
Okay.
Also involves a cab charge, company cab charge.
Right.
So I was coming back from the airport.
Yeah.
And look, I feel for cab drivers at airports because they sit there and they wait for 3-4 hours.
Mm.
Hoping to get a long trip, like from the airport out west or something, a nice 40-50 minute drive, so they're gonna make $100, right?
And they can just go home straight after.
And they can just go home straight after. I know they wait there for a while, but unfortunately by law, it doesn't matter who comes to your cab.
You can't
refuse them because it's a short trip.
Yeah.
So I get off this plane and I'm going to my ex-girlfriend's house at the time, who lives in Mascot, which is literally 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes maximum from the airport.
Yeah.
Right. So I go there. The bloke tells me, oh, you know, this is the cab that's next. Yeah. Go up to him. And I went up to him and I said, hey, look, brother. I said, it's a short trip, but I'm happy to give you a bit of extra money. Like, are you okay with that? Blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, that's fine. I said, whatever the reader needs, bro, like, I'll give you a bit more.
Yeah.
Because I know you've been waiting. He's like, yeah. And he's like, don't worry, brother. It's all good. And I was like, this guy's actually nice for a cab driver.
Right.
I'm like, what's going on here? So, anyways, we jump into the cab. He drives me 3 minutes up the road. And then I go, yeah, just on cab charge, bro. He goes, no worries. Pulls out the little machine, puts in the numbers and passes it over to me. I look at it.
Don't tell me.
How much do you think it is? Without asking me how much I want to pay.
$70.
$80, very close.
You're bullshitting.
For a 3 minute drive. And I said, what's this? And he goes, oh, a standard fee, brother, standard fee. And I'm like, that's not a standard fee. That's $80. I'm not giving you $80. And he goes, bro, I've been waiting there, blah, 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 like, you know, all day. And I said, that's not my problem. I literally told you, are you okay with this trip? And you said yes. And then I looked at his meter and he hasn't run his meter.
Yeah.
By law, you have to run your meter as a cabbie.
But 80
So I said to him, so I looked at him in the eyes and I said, I will pay you what the meter says. And he freaked out.
Oh my God.
So he goes, I didn't put the meter on. And I said, oh. So it's a free trip.
No.
Yeah. And then I lost that, this bloke. I said, you piece, this is what I said to him, I swear to God, I said, you piece of shit. I said, if you had an old lady in this car, she would have paid it.
That's
if
true.
If you had someone that didn't understand what you were doing,
they
would have paid it.
Yeah,
I said, you're a scumbag.
But
I
here's
said, you're
thing.
An absolute scumbag. And to teach you a lesson, I'm not paying you a cent. And he lost his mind.
He lost his mind?
Yeah. And I said, all right, do you want to call the cops? Call the cops. What are you going to do about it? You didn't put your meter on. That's not my problem.
Mm. What did he say? What did he say?
Nothing. I got my bag and I got out of the car.
What did he say to you when you confronted him?
He couldn't say anything.
Look, I don't.
He was just pleading and begging.
I'm sure that there's 100% cabbies out there like that, but I'm sure there's other cabbies out there that are honest and they're real guys and they just do it because they do it and with dignity,
of course,
and diligence.
Yeah, of course.
So you got to take there's both sides to it.
But you wonder why. Just everyone chooses an Uber over a cabbie these days and cabbies want to complain. You understand why.
They can be very, very expensive. I still remember, just real quick, I was at a concert. There were so many people at this concert and getting a taxi was so hard. I finally got into one taxi. I had a cab charge. I got in. He was literally driving me out. I was like, thank goodness. And then he was like, and then I just mentioned it. I said, oh, thank you. I do have a cab charge. And he just stopped. He's like literally mid driving, stops the car, pulls to the side and goes, sorry, I can't take you. And I had
they can't do that.
Yeah, and then I got out. I got out of the taxi and I was like-
A cab charge is literally just an ATM tap. Mm. That's all it is.
He was like, I don't get enough from the cab charge, basically.
Say, that's not my problem.
Well, I'm not confrontational.
God. See, that pisses me off, man. Like I'm actually pissed off.
Cab drivers beware if Yaz gets into your car.
Yeah. Just be nicer. Yeah. Just be respectful. Stop complaining about everyone jumping in an Uber when you guys are just rejecting everyone that comes to you for a short trip.
You know, gosh, I just like want to be a fly on the wall and see every interaction of him when he has his Karen moment with cabbies. With
his Yaren moments.
His Yaren moments, yeah.
I've got so many more stories, but I think we're done sharing them.
Yes, we're done sharing for now. That's about all the time we have. Anyone got motivation for today?
Oh yeah, Yaz's turn. Or is it yours turn, Kian?
Whoever.
Let's just Google
I got one.
Okay.
I just think it's something very important. If you're sitting there feeling sad or you're feeling low or you're feeling stressed out, get up and go. Use it as energy. Turn it into your hustle. And people all the time don't want to do things, but they still do them, and that's what separates the winners from the losers.
There's a life hack to that, by the way, which I've been using for the last 2 weeks, and it's amazing. Mm-hmm. You know that feeling when you have to do something but you can't be bothered doing it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Count down from five, wow, five, four, yeah. Three, two, one, and do it.
And this is another thing as well. Ask yourself, will I do it? Will I get up and go to the gym today? If the answer is yes, then get up and go.
Yeah. Or if it's no?
If it's no, then it's not the day for you to do it. Get up and do something else.
Interesting.
But you'll know deep down inside what you should do.
Yeah.
And if you ask yourself, will I do this? And you know you need to do it. And the answer is yes. Get up and go.
Get up and do it. No complaints.
Yeah.
And we'll leave you with that. Already canceled. Make sure you like, subscribe, and share. And thank you for joining us today. See you later.
See ya.
Already canceled.
If you like the podcast, prove it. Like, share, and subscribe. And don't forget to leave us a cheeky review.